You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 5 o'clock. We've got people who want to talk. We've got, also, David told me we don't have an update guy today, and I'm not going to pretend to be Jeremy Otto. Hi diddly do, neighbors. Jeremy Otto here at 97.1.
I love Jeremy.
He's a lovely man.
He is the man.
Tigers have a doubleheader tomorrow. It'll be split, not straight. They'll get both gates down in D.C. So 1 o'clock and 6:45.
1:05 and 6:45. Yes.
Okay. There you go. We'll join you in between. And the way the Tigers play ball, game will be over in 38 minutes. They'll win 1-0.
We'll still be here at 2 o'clock.
Done. 2:07. Good afternoon. Also, you're telling me the Diddy trial is almost done.
It's almost done.
Did his defense lawyers actually defend anything? I feel like that took 10 minutes.
Okay, apparently they must have done something because on counts 2, 3, 4, and 5, the jury has come up with something. They're still deliberating on count number 1. They sent the note to the judge saying we haven't come up with anything yet on the RICO charge.
Okay, so there's your news of the day. Red Wings, we're all waiting. Yesterday I was super optimistic. Tarasenko got sent out. Okay, we are going to make a splash. Stevie's going to do the laser beam thing. And today I have been comped to Leonardo DiCaprio drowning in the Atlantic Ocean as Rose is on the board. That I'm just hoping, or as Rico put it, playing the whistle. And we've had the conversation of like everything common sense tells me they're going to make a splash. The urgency, the playoff drought, where they are in the rebuild, the prospects they possess, the timelines. Unfortunately, I don't think Steve Yzerman plays by any of those rules. I'm only holding out hope because DeBrincat didn't happen until July 9th. I got to hold out hope. But boy, I don't feel good about it. That's in the mix. Over the last 162 games, the Tigers have won 100 of them. Who's most responsible for it? We're having that conversation.
Yeah, and Mike, because a P1 of the show, and also Harold Sheldon does the 5-star zone with me. In that same time period, your Yankees, 86-73.
Eh. It's sure as hell not 162. No. But again, the division plays a role in that. So that's in play. I want to mix in a third thing, and then we'll go to the people. This Pistons thing, you and I were simpatico on this, and I know you wanted a bold swing. I hated Trajan's press conference. And clearly none of us knew that Malik Beasley would be investigated by the feds. That said, whether you brought Beasley back or not, none of us were that amped about it. But think about this. They wanted to run it back. They wanted to bring their people back. Dennis Schroeder plays for Sacramento now. Tim Hardaway Jr. signed with the Nuggets. Malik Beasley, incomplete/feds.
Bigger things on his table.
You decided to do something I think pretty dumb. You gave $15 million a year to Caris LeVert. And then the other thing is, and people are saying it straight away, the Kings are holding up a lot of stuff. There could be a conversion of the Schroeder to Sacramento into a sign and trade. Malik Monk is the name that has been talked about. And Rico's going to sell you this pen. Here's what I'll tell you. A, if you bring Malik Monk in, why the hell did you sign Caris LeVert? And you'd have three of the same player, right? Because Ivy, LeVert, Monk. Here's the problem with Malik Monk. 2 years plus a player option that he ain't giving up, including, I think it's $22 million in 2027 and 28. I don't want to make that kind of commitment, but I want to let Rico sell you this pen.
But as Kenny would say, that's what the money's for. Because here's the thing. Caris LeVert, let's be honest, can't stay healthy. That's the biggest knock on him. So bringing him in here, okay, he can help you for a little bit, but it's the same reason why people said you can't go after Zion, Mike, because Zion's always hurt. That's also Caris LeVert.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
One player at his best is an all-NBA talent.
Yeah, no, you're correct.
The other guy is a disassembled Lego set.
Malik Monk, the sign and trade. Apparently, I was the only one that was like, okay, I'll take that deal, because listening to the morning show, Cookies was like, are you serious? Then I'm talking to David, and David's like, eh. I'm like, David, I thought you had a good time on your vacation. I did. But Malik Monk, we could do so much better. I'm like, can we though? He comes in. We've been saying, you got to get a Robin for Cade. You got to get a Robin. Well, guess what? You're not getting Jaren Jackson Jr., okay? You're not getting anybody like that. Malik Monk is coming in here. Last year, had his best year, averaged 17 points a game. Every year, he has been getting better and better. From the three-point line, he's averaging 35%. He was like 32.5% last year. So, no, he's not going to be lighting it up from the three. No. But he can score. So, the days that Cade has an off game, he could pick up the slack. If you need him to come off the bench, he can, because he's been the sixth man of the year. So, that's not that big of a thing where he's going to be like, I'm not going to do that. And we've all, Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham, just somehow they don't seem to get the best out of each other. Maybe now you could put Monk in the starting lineup and bring Ivy off the bench and let him come in with that second unit and see what you have and try to and improve this team's chances of winning something. So I'm looking at this saying, all right, well, yeah, him over Schroeder? Yeah, I'd do that deal in a heartbeat. But it seems like I was the only one that felt that way.
And
I'm like,
No. You're making several good points. I don't hate Malik Monk. I'm fine. What I hate is
averaging $20 million a year.
Hate $35 million split between LeVert and Monk when I got to find out if Ivy can play. See, that's the issue. What did I want all offseason? A wing.
Yeah.
What did they not go and get? A wing. What do I still have to look at? Lineups that feature two guys that may as well play with no arms, Duren and Ausar Thompson. See, that's the stuff I can't take seriously. And now, amidst all of this is the issue. And I understand people that, you know, you can fit their basketball knowledge in a thimble or, oh, you can't say that. Okay, Atlanta's better than you. There, I said it. Orlando is better than you. I mean, hell, the Bucks went out and got Miles Turner. Well, Giannis isn't happy about it. Okay, so Giannis would rather have a dead guy who wasn't going to play this year. The point is, you didn't get better. Teams around you did. Mm-hmm. And I hated their plan. I really loathe it now. Now, I won't hold it against them. The Beasley thing was outer space.
Unexpected.
But I didn't want him back anyways.
You didn't.
So if you told me I could swap Beasley for Monk, I actually would have been okay. Now, again, it won't replace the 300 made threes. I don't know that Beasley would duplicate that.
No.
What have I said to you, though? If they're not going to make a big swing, get better in the margins.
Yes.
Okay, call the Celtics on Sam Hauser. There's 43% from deep standing still.
Yeah.
That works.
And like I say, I look at Monk for those games where all of a sudden, like in the playoffs where Cade is like struggling some, this is where a guy like Monk can step in and score and do something. Is he the perfect fit? No. But the last time, Magic Johnson ain't coming back to the league.
I've heard that.
Michael Jordan's retired. So this whole, well, we could do better. Well, then who is better?
All I would ask of you is I offered a lot of suggestions this offseason. I got bleeped on by the fan base left and right. I'm allowed to say no to certain things. I said no to KD because it was stupid on surface. And I want nothing to do with Durant. He's a loser. This one, I'm indifferent. If they do it, I'm not going to scream and yell.
Yes.
And I'm not going to get Trajan Langdon a golden toilet like Master P. Okay? It's just, this is just something.
And I'm not dying on this hill, David, before you say, it's not like, oh my God, if you don't get Malik Monk, then you, no. But it's, if you got an opportunity to put him on this team and add him to the mix, sure.
But why did they bring in LeVert? Why?
I think they added LeVert and then found out later, oh, wait, we could have did a sign-and-trade. Is it too late to – oh, we already talked to his
agent. If they don't get Monk and this offseason is Caris LeVert and God help me.
So Caris LeVert or Patrick Kane. What was
Patrick
the bigger
Kane. Deal? Also, they paid B-Ball Paul. Thank God.
Yeah, brought him back.
More Paul Reed, another classic. Oh, all the Piston fans start glazing their own donut. Oh, Paul Reed. I can't stand it. Why?
See, I'll tell you what it feels like to me. And the Beasley thing was unexpected. They were reportedly working on a deal, 3 years, $42 million. And then that gets paused because of what happened. And what it feels like to me, and it feels like the Ben Gordon, Charlie V situation.
Oh, no.
Where big free agent class, let's go out, and then you can't get anyone. So you panic and you throw the money elsewhere to Caris LeVert and possibly Malik Monk. That's what it feels like to me.
I get what you're saying, David. I don't agree with it, but I understand. But the Charlie V thing. Everybody knew that wasn't the year to spend on free agents. It was the next season.
Correct.
And they said, nah, we're going to be smart. We're going to go out and get the best two guys.
We cleared up the space to get this guy.
Like, no, next year was the year. But this is one where I think it may just be opportunity of making the best of a bad situation. Schroeder's gone.
All while not addressing the need.
Correct.
Okay.
No, I'm not mad at you.
You win because, Cam Johnson goes to Denver.
As I put in our group chat last night, I go, oh, Denver got Cam Johnson. Detroit gets Kenny's Johnson. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't we do that?
I mean, I see the Knicks is, you know, maybe they'll deal Mikal Bridges. Yeah. I don't know what it'll cost you.
I don't want him.
I mean, because I saw, maybe go get Jaren. Jaren signed for, $240 million?
Yeah.
He ain't coming here. I did not know that Tennessee didn't have state tax.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Because I was just like, well, not much. And then I did the figure, and it was like,
depending on who wins the election, Ohio might try that.
Yes.
Which would be a really bad thing for the state of Michigan. Not that we're going to get into that, but I mean, if we already have problems, imagine if Ohio becomes a zero tax
state. Everyone's going to work over there now.
Well, fix the damn road.
But here's the thing that most people don't realize with like the no state tax. You still have to pay taxes for the other cities that you play in that have taxes.
What do they call it? The jock tax?
Yes.
Yes. But no, guys, you tell us what you want to do. I think the Pistons plan sucked. And now it's blown up in their face and it sucks more. And I'm sorry, I am still upset. Cam Johnson and we got Kenny's Johnson. It's not right. 248-539-9790. Well, Kenny, you don't shoot 43% from deep. There's a joke in there somewhere, but we're not going to do that. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get to the people, and we'll start out with Tyler. 97.1. Ty, what's going on?
Mike, Rico, happy Tuesday, fellas.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, buddy?
The credit for the Tigers. I got to go with A.J. Hinch. It's kind of a cop-out answer, but, I mean, he's putting together the guys. You know, look at the payroll. He's doing a good job.
Listen, he's the maestro or the chef. You're giving him good ingredients, and he's making them great. It's not a cop-out answer at all. I think Rico probably won the – it wasn't even an argument. I just presented Scott Harris and what he's done behind the scenes, and I do think the Scooble thing is interesting. When you look at – first of all, just look at the last 12 starts, the team's 11-1. On overall with Scooble, I bet you they're north to 22, 23 games over 500 last year and a half. Ty, you could directly tie a lot of that 38 games over 500 to Tarek Scooble.
Yeah, I can agree with that for sure. I mean, he's putting the whole team on his back, and he's showing up every start. He shows up, and he's consistent.
Yep, and they've managed him perfectly. They know what the limits are. You know, they know he's not going to throw 110 pitches. They know he's not going to routinely go seven, and they've managed it perfectly.
That is true, Mike. You know who else would be the credit? You know where it would be? Wyatt Langford, if we would have got Wyatt Langford. I just had to back you up on that, and I had to put that in.
Keep the streak going.
Thank you. Hey, listen, we're going to focus on a right-handed bat, Tyler. What about Marcell Ozuna? Any interest?
I mean, I want Wyatt. I want Bregman. I do. I want Bregman.
Would love it. If you show me that the Red Sox are going to get rid of him and not extend him, hey, I'm in. I'd love it, Tyler. And I'm with Rico. The other show's calling the Wambulance. He didn't want us the first time. I don't care. I'd sign Satan if he can come in here with a 900 OPS. By the way, I just got a text message, and I'm not going to tell you who it's from, okay. But they're plugged into basketball. I swear to God, if the Pistons signed Duncan Robinson, that would be a chair throw. Duncan Robinson is a DNP CD in the playoffs. He can't guard a dead body.
Did not play coach's decision, in case anybody was wondering.
If the Pistons sign Duncan Robinson, my head will explode.
It's a three-point shooting.
Shoots 44% from three.
David, in a game of one-on-one against Len Bias, who'd win?
David would be happy.
Not Stop one, it. Stop
but
it.
Two.
This is Former not the Wolverine. Detroit Wolverines, okay?
But for a team that prides itself on defense and culture, this guy, Duncan Robinson is a bottom 10 defender in the league. What are we talking about? Again, you know what? The Latte Larry Spite store in me says, good, Trajan. You're getting exactly what you deserve.
He was Sam Hauser, except for Hauser can play defense.
Yeah, at least Hauser's average to above average. Robinson is unplayable. He will be hunted in every switch.
He had his time when he first hit the league because he was a novelty, and then the league caught up quickly.
Yeah, he's like Steve Novak. Remember the 10 minutes with the Knicks where they started calling him Novakula?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. Like
Linsanity.
If your offseason is Caris LeVert and Duncan Robinson, you can kindly see yourself. Kindly leave.
Great movie, by the way.
And mind you, I took slander because I wanted more for this team.
Okay. But here's what angers me. And Kenny, I don't know if you get this, what you do, because the Wings fans come after you. When you say you want more, what about this guy? No, not him. We do better than him. Come on. Well, who are you going to get? Anybody. Okay, well, this guy. No, not him either. Looking at you, David.
It's the idea of Malik Monk. I did not want that. The idea of that, okay? We needed to go out there and get a stretch four. We have not done that yet. And losing Tim Hardaway Jr., I get it. He is not some amazing player. but you're losing him when he was
effective for you. Rather have Tim Hardaway Jr. or Caris LeVert?
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Do you want to go to the garage and do some karate? My whole point is, that's a downgrade from him.
Yes.
Beasley out, Hardaway out, Schroeder out, Lego feet, Caris LeVert. What? And I swear, if they sign Duncan Robinson, I'm gone. Duncan Robinson would actually upset me. Let's go to Nathan, 97.1. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening, brother? How you been?
Excellent. What's on your mind, pal?
Hey, man. You could easily give the 10-2 answer of, gee whiz, what a lovely batch of good guys. Everyone's doing their part for the Tigers. But it's AJ. I mean, like, managers don't like to manage against him just because of the way he manipulates a lineup, the way he manipulates a bullpen. The guy's a genius.
You know what I compare it to, Nate? It's almost like when you play like football and you face a true no-huddle air raid offense. It's a nightmare to deal with. You don't get a break. There's no plays off, and you're trying to counter what they're doing with tempo and throwing it 83 times. That's what AJ does.
It's the equivalent of a track meet, basically. As far as free agency goes, I mean, we have to just be real with ourselves. We're a small market. If you look at the Tigers, you look at the Pistons, the Red Wings, even the Lions, we don't sign big names. Big names don't want to come here. We were never going to get Mitch Marner. We were never going to get Brock Boeser, Miles Turner, Alex Bregman. Pick a sport. These guys were never going to come here. You know, when you look at basketball, KD and Giannis, when people were saying, oh, they may go to Detroit, might get traded, they'd rather masturbate with a cheese grater. There's no way. Who wants to spend 8 to 9 months a year in Detroit?
I was like, I don't know if Nathan can say that on the radio, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Wow. Nathan, I kind of blacked out after that one-liner. No, I think that...
But I've been saying the same thing. Like, it's gotten to the point now where why would you go play in Detroit?
Okay, but fellas, Nate, work with me here now. You have to actually try. That's the problem. Like, the Lions didn't try. The Tigers did. And again, the Red Sox went to a place I never would go. I mean, look, Bregman makes more than Aaron Judge. I'm not doing that. The Red Wings don't try,
is
Nate.
Is Caris LeVert trying?
Dude, he's just trying to keep his feet attached. And for the Pistons, I mean, Nathan, yeah, you're right. They did act like a small market team. They went up to the podium and were like, well, you know, we're just going to get better in the margins and we like our people. Nate, if they floated an offer to Miles Turner for $110 million over the course of 4 years, guess what? Miles Turner's here. They didn't do that. I'm not saying they should have. I'm saying when your team's not in the swimming pool, I don't know what to say. They don't try, Nate.
No, but I mean, when you look at the taking Lions out of it, you take the Pistons, Tigers, and Red Wings.
Yeah.
All three of those teams were built through young guys that we developed through the draft, etc.
Yeah.
We don't have any high-priced guys on those teams.
No. No, and there seems to be an allergy to doing it.
And when you're the ugly girl at the dance, nobody wants to dance with you. And that's who Detroit is.
It's depressing. I don't know, man. Nathan, I'll tell you what. If I saw Elliot Friedman report that the Wings had a offer X on the table for free agent Y and he laughed in their face, I'd agree with you. But the problem is I don't think Yzerman, I don't think Langdon, and I'm sure as hell not Brad Holmes. They didn't get out there. No.
And I don't think the Wings are the ugly girl. I think they're the prom queen from 20 years ago. She ain't the same person.
Oh, boy, is there something you want to tell us?
No, and David, right. That's what you just did?
David.
What I'm just saying, you're David. Right. She's not the same. Okay.
All right, we talked a lot about the Wings and the Iser plan or lack thereof. Use the Odyssey Rewind if you missed anything about that. We also talked about what's the biggest reason that the Tigers have the record that they have over the last 162 games going back to June of last year. Odyssey Rewind if you missed any of that.
Elite. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. David? Couple ticket texts. Oh, by the way, be a doubleheader tomorrow. Tigers first game, 105. Next game is at 6:45.
Is the good book coming up next?
He is coming up next.
I hope he gets here. I want to get his thoughts on. I'm trying to remain optimistic on the reason Wings. Why.
Oh
no, I want his read on what's going on. He's as plugged in as anybody with hockey, and I just.
Yes, and if you missed it, also we're trying to get Mike to blow the whistle and no. get out of the cold water.
I'm just. Everything would point to there has to be a trade somewhere. But look, DeBrincat was, I think, 7 or 8 days after free agency started. I'm trying. But man, Yzerman doesn't make it easy. But hey, we got
some things.
Van Riemsdyk.
And a guy that played on the Rally Checkers.
Yeah, the AH.
I don't think that's the same thing, but
the Charlotte, you know, AHL team for the
Charlotte Checkers.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Couple tickets. Hold on. There he is. Come on. Get on in here. Get on in here. I wanted to. I need to pick your brain. So Pat has just walked in. He'll be on next because of the double dip. So Pat, what I was saying, and I don't know if you heard it, is like yesterday I was like, all right, Tarasenko's out, Steve's cooking, we're gonna get the laser beam memes, we're gonna get a trade, something. Rico and Kenny made fun of me then, they're making fun of me now, and I accept it. I know it's probably hopium. What is your read on what the hell is going on here?
I'm just happy James Van Riemsdyk.
Okay.
No, think about this. Think about this. No, I want you all to think about it. Now, the off season, you know, first of all, the Noah Dobson thing, I think the Red Wings could have made a better offer. I think they could have gotten Noah Dobson. Noah Dobson would have helped them.
25 years old, right-handed shot.
They passed on him. They passed on Bouchard. They passed on Quinn Hughes when they took Sedina. They could have gotten him back. Yeah, he's overpriced, but he's a really good player, would have helped him more than $2.5 million, you know, bargain.
No, yeah, nobody's.
Nobody's. You know, or players that are past their prime, whatever. And then they got rid of Tarasenko. I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be something good, you know.
Steve did it to him, too.
So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, there's something cooking. Stevie's cooking, you know, mm-hmm. he's throwing some stuff in there. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking at all the names coming down the
Ian
pipeline.
Ian Mitchell.
You know, well, Miller's gone. This guy's gone. You know, is this? And the Red Wings sign James Van Riemsdyk. Now, when I saw it, you know, it's like, it's only $1 million. Yeah, but, you know, they cleared space. And, you know, and this is another, like, they got rid of Tarasenko, which would have been a great signing in, like, 2015. Same with James Van Riemsdyk.
Right.
James Van Riemsdyk is Maple 37 Leaf. Years old.
Maple Leaf Van Riemsdyk. Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, bad. You know, he was great in the HBO thing in, like, 2015, hanging out with Nazem Kadri.
Go ahead,
so,
Rico.
You know, I'm not very happy about, like, looking at what he's done.
No. Do you hear what they're doing? They've comped me to Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. I'm freezing in the water because I won't climb in the lifeboat. And Yzerman is Rose up on the board. And they're asking me to blow the whistle.
I can't. We wait all year for this day. And the day comes today. And it's like when dad goes out to get the Christmas tree and he brings home a shrub. You know, and it's like here, I don't know what they're going to do from this point on. Maybe there's a trade coming. He has cap space. It's the same with the Pistons. I don't know if something's coming.
See, their plan was faulty, though, because they told you right off the rip, we like our guys. We're going to
run it back.
We'll get better in the margins.
But I understand them because there's a little bit more of growing organically there. And they do have a couple vets around and everything. The Red Wings have got a bunch of guys that they have on term that really can't play at this point.
No.
And they needed it more. They're not in the playoffs. They're not in a situation. And right now it's with Yzerman, it's I don't know. You know, he may be pulling. Now, I like the Gibson thing. That was really good.
Absolutely.
But other than that, I mean, how are they better?
They're not. And, Pat, here's the other thing. Is like you're going to have an influx of youth. Okay. A Marco Casper doesn't make a lot of money. You're going to bring Pelika in here. Will not make a lot of money. The offset is I can overpay a little bit because then on cost allocation, I got guys making peanuts.
Mike, look, you know how many, I'll throw this out there. How many combined playoff games do you think Dylan Larkin and Alex DeBrincat have played in their careers?
Holy mercy. 8.
14.
Okay, I wasn't that far
off.
Each
one of them has played in one playoff. DeBrink had played in two series, and Larkin played a five-game series they lost. And so these guys are now 28. So if you keep kicking the can down the road, Marco Casper, whatever, and then you're going to have to sign Edvinson. So all these really, and there are genuinely really good players who've come on faster than what is anticipated. He's really drafted well. People don't believe that, but he really
has.
Genuinely. But the rest of it, you can't, and this is like what Ken Holland used to do. This is like a repeat of Ken Holland. It's like when you go and get unrestricted free agents at $5 million, it's not really the bargain bag. And, you know, they have traded pieces. Somebody like Compher, somebody like Rasmussen. Are you set on Nate Danielson? Because somebody would love to get the seventh overall pick in the draft. What are you going to do? You're going to keep doing this forever? In the meantime, some of your guys that are really good, and those are two really good quality NHL players, and they're going to get older.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to contracts going to run out. DeBrincat, it's 23. Then you're going to have to pay Edvinson like you had to pay.
That it turns into a rebuild of the rebuild.
Right. And in the meantime, Montreal and they're Ottawa have passed them. And now they're the Buffalo Sabres.
Well, but here's the thing. Instead of bringing in all these players for, you know, for low money, why not just take chances on your guys, the young guys, and just see what you got?
Rico, you got to get creative sometimes, and you got to step outside the box. And to this point, Steve Yzerman has not done that.
Is this your lead? I don't want to lead you down the path.
No, I'm
going to
talk about it. I don't have as much problem with what the Pistons have done. You know, we talked about it. I disagree with a lot of what you think about that. But with the Red Wings, I'm not, you know, I sit there and look at it, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
I just keep hoping.
You know, the Gibson thing was a promising start, but just letting Noah Dobson go for that. That to me was like, okay, that is like you're not going to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And the only move he's made that's been really good, picking up somebody from another organization or free agent, was DeBrincat.
Yeah.
Other than that, every one of them hasn't been good.
I
respect Yzerman. I like Yzerman. I'm not rooting against them. But it's the bottom line about it. This just doesn't look good.
I don't think anybody's rooting against him. I just think we're all like, what are we doing?
Well, I think he's got a lot of folks that, they don't give him credit for his draft, other things. They don't mention the situation he inherited. But that was a long time ago now. A long time ago now. And they do have a core. Their core should make the playoffs. They have a good enough core to make the playoffs.
Pat Caputo's next. We'll talk to you guys between games.
You tomorrow. Got James Van Reems.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.